I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. Former U.S. President Jimmy Carter has been hospitalized after a fall at his home in Plains, Georgia. A statement from the Carter family says he suffered a minor pelvic fracture on Monday but remains in good spirits and looks forward to recovering at home. Earlier this month, Carter had another fall at his home, leaving the 95-year-old with 14 stitches and bruising around his left eye. The Army released more information yesterday about the deaths of three soldiers in a training accident at Fort Stewart over the weekend. GPB's Emily Jones reports.
At about 3:20 in the morning Sunday, the Bradley fighting vehicle the soldiers were in rolled off a bridge and was submerged upside down in a stream. Sergeant First Class Brian Jenkins, Corporal Thomas Walker, and Private First Class Antonio Garcia were killed. Major General Tony Aguto is the commanding general of the 3rd Infantry Division.
It is hard enough when you lose one soldier, but when you lose three at one time, that pain is amplified. And we are really feeling and sharing that pain.
Three other soldiers were injured. Two of them have been released from the hospital, and one is in stable condition. The Army is investigating the accident. For GPB News, I'm Emily Jones at Fort Stewart.
A Georgia educator has been named the 2019 National Principal of the Year. Carenza Wing, principal at Collins Hill High School in Gwinnett County Public Schools, received the honor from the National Association of Secondary School Principals. Wing earned her degrees from Oglethorpe University and Georgia State University. She's the second educational leader in Georgia to receive a national recognition this year. In February, the superintendent of Bibb County Schools, Dr. Curtis Jones Jr., was named National Superintendent of the Year. Former National Security Advisor Susan Rice says there's always going to be a cost to putting in place difficult foreign policy.
When you're making decisions at the highest levels of the U.S. government on foreign policy and national security, by definition, by the time these tough issues have risen to the highest level, they're rarely good options and bad options. They're really often bad options and worse options.
The former Obama administrator official spoke with GPB's Virginia Prescott yesterday during On Second Thought. You can catch more of that interview at gpbnews.org. The Georgia Department of Transportation is seeking public input this week on a proposed high-speed rail system between Atlanta and Charlotte. Open house meetings will be held in Atlanta today, Greenville tomorrow, and Charlotte on Thursday. Public comment can also be made online for the next 2 weeks. And finally today, Atlanta received a 2 out of 5-star ranking on a National Reproductive Health Scorecard released yesterday. More from GPB's Ross Terrell.
The National Institute for Reproductive Health grades cities on things like protecting abortion access and supporting families. Atlanta's 2 stars are up from the 1.5 stars it received in 2017. Andrea Miller, the Institute's president, says people shouldn't be discouraged by the low score.
Atlanta is actually the leader in the Southeast of cities. And that is a monumental task when you consider that this city faces a state house that tries to thwart its actions at every turn.
Miller praised the city for opposing Georgia's new abortion bill, which effectively bans the procedure around 6 weeks into pregnancy. It's set to take place in January, but has been temporarily blocked by a federal court while another lawsuit is pending. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.
For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.